Hello, this is Chris Nelson for evolveconsciousness.org. I'll be reading the little post I did on capital to capitalism, mind control through a false proxy. This has to do with how we're manipulated again with words and how people who think they know what they're talking about don't know what they're talking about. And their valuation in life is very corrupted because they value goods and services as the capital, which is what they term as capitalism, as most important. Well, my capital and my capitalism is truth and morality. It has nothing to do with goods and services. But you see, when your capital in life is goods and services, then yes, that's what's most important to you, is goods and services, because it relates to money. But it's not most important to me. I don't care about a monetary system. I don't care about an economic system. The free exchange, free market exchange of goods and services doesn't matter. It's not most important, it's not principal, it's not chief, it's not first. Anyways, that's what this article is about. So words, they shape our perception of reality. Capital. I have a link to the etymology. So what does capital, which is chief, first, principal, most important, have to do with capitalism? Why use the word capitalism to define a condition of social living with the root word capital? So why? Well, let's look at the word. What does it mean? Chief, first, principle, most important, capital. So why use this to describe a condition of social living? So a condition of social living as chief, first, principle, most important. So what are we talking about? The only link I can see is that capitalism is a form of living which puts whatever an ego personality identity construct deems is chief, first, principle, most important, and seeks that most important thing above all else and other concerns. Does this ring in a bell about our current society? This is what they put as their most important thing in the concern. So what's currently capitalism? Currently capitalism is money and goods and services. That's the most important in people's lives. Yeah, clearly that's what we do every day. We work. Everyone works every day to produce goods and services. Does it have to be like that? No, but currently that's the most important thing in our lives. That's what our focus is on. We're engineered into universal constructors because we want all the many trinkets and gadgets and freedom that comes with our centralization as a society. But we get too big as a society and then things start to degenerate and disintegrate because there's a link. I wrote a note on this, but I haven't published it. There's a link between the interactivity of a populace and how free it is. At a certain point, the interactivity limit is reached, and then you'll have exclusions and groups within groups, in groups and out groups within the group of that society that gets responsibilities that others don't and manipulates the way of living of other people in life because the interactivity between all members is reduced, where you cannot have a mutual agreements between everyone, so then you have to establish leaderships and proxies of agreement between leaders of groups and leaders of groups and leaders of groups, and then in the end you end up with a consensus based on what the leaders want. Anyways, then we degenerate into our current condition. Anyways, that's looking at it as a natural progression. Whether it happened that way or not, I don't know. I wasn't in the past to make it happen. So this is the current society we live in. Anyone can decide what is capital, which is principle most important to them, and pursue it to the detriment of everyone else if need be, which is our current way of living. Whatever's capital, money, good services, pursue it, make your things at the detriment of everyone else. It doesn't matter if you exploit and enslave other people. So if we value something, we seek to attain it. Paper money, gold, diamonds, beer, wood, whatever. There's a lot of capital in people's lives. People view many things as very important, more important than other things. So I have no problem with this seeking what is most important as a general way of life, as long as there is a recognition of the most supreme importance, truth, and morality. Then I would accept capitalism as a way of life as it related to the root word capital, which would be to seek the most important thing, which is truth. Otherwise, the current capitalism has no interest for me in terms and definitions relating to goods or services, and I would recommend using a different word to encapsulate the idea for living that you envision. So if you want to use a word for goods and services, well, don't use capitalism, unless that's really what you view as most important and chief in your life, is goods and services and free market trade. Not for me, sorry. Capitalism is not the right word. The etymological root for capital has nothing to do with goods and services or economics with monetary currency. The only true meaning for the word capital is, as I have described above, which is related to that which is most important. The etymology reveals so much. Currently, people value goods and other trivialities above the supreme value of truth. Hence, these goods are a valuation of their capital, but not the ultimate capital that provides the right action to create a real, lasting, effective future of true freedom and peace. This drive towards attaining this form of false capital leads us to our self-destruction and devolution of consciousness. The current capital is materialism, which needs to be superseded by truth, and then the focus of capitalism would have little to do with goods and services. We would still have goods and services as part of our codependent exchange of things, but it's not the most important. Please use another word other than capitalism to describe the way of living you envision that is optimal. Why reinvent the word capitalism to mean something that has no root in etymology? It only creates more confusion. Maybe this was done for a reason, like other words they manipulate us with. This is another suppositional reason why it is currently being used in this way to act as a talismanic false proxy for the real capital we really deep down value, truth. So money, monai, one eye, is used similarly as a false proxy for something our deep natures long for, the symbolic or actual one eye of clarity in discerning reality. The word capital exists. Learn what it truly means and stop using the conditioned definition that is the spell on your mind, mind control. I would also add that failure to value truth as the chief, first principle, most importance in life, will indeed lead to a, quote, capital offense and, quote, deadly sin. Look at the world we currently live in. So the reason I put capital offense and deadly sin is because it was related in the etymology. They had capital offense, you know, related in how the word capital is used, and that relates to a deadly sin. So yeah, you'll have a capital offense. When you violate truth and morality, that is the capital offense. Because that's what capital is. It's something that's important that's being offended, a capital offense. It's a deadly sin. There's a go. It's in our language, our own language, of what capital is supposed to be, things that are important. It's not money or goods and services that are most important. So I have a comment here of additional etymology, and it was just relating to head or head of the cattle. So it seems the word was developed through our domination, a predatory dominator mind virus and psychopathy over other beings. But the head is the most important. You know, you can have your arm injured or other parts of your body injured, but if you injure your head or you lose your head, well, there's your life. So it is the most important on the body. The head's the most important. So again, capital. And then we have caps on our head. There's the little caps, which is a hat. Alright, I guess that's the end of that. Thank you very much for your time and attention. Have a nice day. Take care. Peace.